Not wanting to wake Stephen, Ash gently peeled back the sheet covering her and rose quietly from the bed. A smile creased her lips as she saw him turn restlessly, a soft moan escaping him as he missed the warmth of her body lying beside him. Recalling all he had suffered, her heart melted. He'd endured millennia of unfathomable anguish, watching her die again and again. "My noble knight, you never gave up on me." Ashlyn's hand went to her chest, her fingers brushing the spot above her left breast where Enlil's sword had run her through. Though the wound was healed, the memory of having killed her own son in battle would forever haunt her. In the dying light of his eyes, she'd witnessed the grief-stricken sadness of her betrayal. She'd done far more than shatter his physical heart. Her actions confirmed his belief that he wasn't worthy of her love. The felling blow of her sword paled against the mortal wound she had inflicted upon his soul. Ashlyn's heart felt heavy, her eyes tearing up under the weight of her sorrowful thoughts. Seeking answers that might provide some solace, Ash headed for the bridge, anxious to speak with the keeper privately.
"Welcome, Lady Ashlyn. I am glad that you have come, though I sense you are deeply troubled."
"I couldn't sleep," admitted Ashlyn. "Lower the lights to level 1, please." Walking to the forward window, bathed in the soft glow of Earth's light, she gazed at the large tropical storm brewing in the Atlantic. The eastern coastline of North America was hidden beneath a sheet of heavy clouds, lightning flickering within them. The plains states were clear all the way to the Rockies, their snow-capped peaks gleaming in the sunlight. Beyond, the western coastline was just coming into view. The skies were peaceful and calm. Taking her seat on the bridge, Ash reclined her chair in preparation for the meld. Seeing Earth's moon, high above, through a soft grin, she thought, "It's nice to see you again, old friend." Though it had saved their lives, Ash remembered the sadness she'd felt when Earth's moon was destroyed in the other timeline. It also reminded her of Jackson, her wingman, and his sacrifice when he'd accompanied her through the moon's debris in defense of Earth.
"Keeper, we have a lot to discuss. I have questions that need answering, but they won't make much sense to you if you don't know what I experienced after entering the Nexus. I'm hoping you can shed some light on everything."
"Admittedly, I too am curious to see what was revealed to you."
"Keeper, while we're linked, I want you to give me all the pertinent information you have on the Draconians. I want the details on their war with the Anunnaki."
"That would be wise, Lady Ashlyn. If you are ready, I will initiate the link."
"I am."
Instantly, Ashlyn felt herself relaxing as the field encapsulated her. Her eyes grew heavy, her thoughts of self disappearing as she lapsed into a state of semi-consciousness. The keeper began sifting, cutting through the chaff of Ashlyn's memories, searching for the moment when she had first stepped into the Nexus. In a matter of seconds, he began to experience Ashlyn's pain, sadness, and despair, all the heartbreaking moments she had lived through. To the keeper, it was as if he was there, living every moment, feeling each emotion. He saw her fight with the scorpions and how she had tapped into her transor powers to defeat them. He saw the moment she'd succumbed to the darkness in her battle against the Urquay, and her rage upon finding out that the darkness had moved into her unborn child. He saw everything, including the moment when she had thrust her sword into Enlil's heart, killing him. And he felt her soul-crushing sorrow as she held his lifeless body in her arms.